Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
South African Lesha Knezovic is a model, mentor, entrepreneur, and podcast host. In 2023, Lesha won the prestigious Woman of Wonder title and securing the position of Mrs. South Africa's second princess, coupled with the honor of winning the Mrs. South Africa Social Media Award. Lesha has embarked on a new chapter as one of the core mentors for Mrs. South Africa, and she's also a content creator for renowned brands. With a modeling career that took flight at the age of 16, Lesha now holds the position of co-director at Ace Models Rosebank, earning the prestigious Ace New Director of the Year Award in 2023. As the director of Perfect Fit, a revolutionary bra brand, she not only pioneers innovative designs, but also plays a vital role in restoring confidence in cancer survivors through the Perfect Fit Foundation. Lesha's multifaceted journey is complemented by her role as the host of the Build a Business SA podcast. On this platform, she shares valuable insights from South African startups. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Lesha Knezovic. So where do we find you in the world and how are you doing?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your podcast today. I'm so excited to be here and to chat to you all about my journey and how things have gone over these last couple of years. I really say that life is an adventure. So right now I'm at home.
So you're based in Johannesburg?
Yes, well, I'm actually based in Midrand, so I don't know. Some people say I'm in Pretoria, some people say I'm in Joburg.
Okay, cool. Okay, so now let's rewind to the very beginning. At what age did you decide, cool, you want to get into the modeling arena or the beauty arena, and how did that journey progress to where we are today?
I did my first portfolio when I was about 16. And my dad paid for my first portfolio. I was very excited, but also very shy in school. You know, that I was that kid that always had these out of the box ideas. You know, I wasn't good at sports, but ideas were my thing, I guess. And I think that's where I found that it's helped me later on in life. You know, but it was only through getting into beauty pageants and going through that modeling journey that, you know, you get to discover those things about yourself, which are so important, because I think school tends to put you into a box. Mm. And, you know, when you leave school, you're kind of left with, well, who are you really, you know? And I think that's the beauty about beauty pageants. So that's why, hence the name, you know. I think it's to find the beauty within yourself and to be confident within yourself. So got into modeling at 16, and then did the few modeling jobs here and there. Was in a few magazines. I'm a little bit too short to be a ramp model, so I'm 171, and you've usually got to be 175, 176 to kind of be, you know, head along that career.
Yeah,
but that's what's so interesting and about the modeling world is that, you know, there's something for everyone. So even if you're not tall enough, like, that's okay, you know, you can still get your walk down to a T, because I think doing walking classes is very beneficial. It allows you to build up that confidence, and I see that in my models, you know, when they are with me for a year in comparison to when they started, and that just kind of translates into work itself, because if you're confident from when you are young, I mean, imagine how you're just going to catapult your career coming out of school. You're going to be more confident. You're going to go into those interviews. So it's amazing how that kind of, you know, transcends into the workspace as well. So, and then what else did I do? So I went to, I entered Miss Commonwealth. I always wanted to enter Miss South Africa. So, but then I landed up being too old when I got back to South Africa. So, because, you know, they used to, I think the cutoff age then was like, I think 26.
Okay.
So I was living in Dubai for a few years as an air hostess, for almost about 5 years. And then when I moved back, wanting to enter, but then unfortunately I couldn't. So I entered Miss Commonwealth, placed first princess, And then that kind of, I guess, sparked something that's okay, let me, I want to enter another one. And I got married and then I found Mrs. South Africa. And what I love about the platform is that it really, you can be involved as much as what you want to be involved in. You form like a sisterhood, you get to learn about all these different things that motivate you and inspire you. They've got different coaches that come on board all the time and they give you these inspirational talks every week. It really pushes you. You've got like tasks to do, and you kind of put in a situation where if you want to be in the competition, then those are the things you have to do, which again transcends into life. Like sometimes there's things we don't want to do, but we in order to get to the end point, you have to do them. So I think it shows you that you're capable of doing anything that you set your mind to. As long as you can dream it, you can do it, So I think that's the beauty about beauty pageants. Yeah, so placed Mrs. South Africa second princess. I won the social media award for during that year as well. You obviously get to represent brands and you get to know about all their different techniques that they use, and I guess that helps. That's also helped me, like for my own business as well, with Perfect Fits. Is kind of understanding what does a brand want from somebody that they're willing to from their brand ambassador, from somebody they're willing to onboard. All of those skills.
You mentioned learning to walk. So, what is a model's walk? What do you mean by that?
Okay, so a model's walk is just, putting your shoulders back, walking with confidence. I think that, when you enter in a room, it's so important the way that you enter a room because you really influence the people around you. I always say to my models, if you're going to walk with with your shoulders hunched and you kind of no confidence, you already tell a message before you enter the room, and people judge you before you've even had a conversation with somebody. So I think that if you can get those small things, in line and correct from the start, I think you're already on a better foot than most. And again, it's that confidence,
So it's about when you
confidence
say the
gets you
walk, it's
places.
generally about posture, generally,
Yes, posture,
and how you carry yourself.
confidence.
Yeah. Just a side note, it's sad that people have to be taught how to walk, with confidence. From your experience from participating in the pageant, so we see the end result potentially as a viewer in the audience or on TV, if it's a bigger one they showed on TV. What are all the steps from zero, from deciding, cool, okay, I want to enter through to participating in the finale, so to speak, from
Okay.
your
So I
experience?
think the biggest tip to give anyone is to get a mentor. I really believe that mentors are incredible, and I had a mentor and it really catapulted me into just believing in myself. And I think that's what it is. It's about believing in yourself and it's about getting used to no's. So, obviously part of beauty pageants is looking for sponsorship, whether it's you're going to have to get a new dress or you're going to have to get your makeup done. If you are skilled at that networking ability, then of course you're going to, open up a whole lot more opportunities for yourself. So it really is a variety of skills. I mean, also public speaking, having a look at public speaking. A lot of people are afraid when they speak in front of a crowd. And I mean, even myself, for my journey, I entered. And I thought that Mrs. South Africa was a 3 week journey. I thought that I thought, okay, no, it's going to be glamorous. You're going to go to Sun City, like
Yeah.
similar to Miss South Africa. We're just going to shoot. We're going to walk. They're probably going to interview us, and then that's it. But it's so much more than that. And I think that if we look at how beauty pageants have also evolved, so I think in the past, it really focused a lot on just beauty and maybe answering a question. But now it's almost like people want a whole package. And it's a lot of skills that you have to learn in order to be the next queen. So, there I was on this journey and I thought, okay, so Oh my goodness, it's not 3 weeks. It's actually like a year. And then, went about the semi-finals, and then made it as a finalist. And I'm like, okay, should I actually win this? I need to, get those confidence skills up and going in terms of being able to answer any question, even to be able to like do a podcast like this. Some people don't have the confidence to do that. And I know, even with having my own podcast, Build a Business SA, like we also, some people are like, no, I really would love the opportunity, but I'm too afraid. Like I'm just, yeah, and I'm sure you face it as well. So, and I mean, it is quite hectic when you're on that stage and you don't even know what question might be asked. And really, they're kind of looking to you to solve the whole of South Africa's problems. So you never know what question is going to come, and how are you prepared for that? So walking, confidence, how to approach sponsors, especially perhaps if you're more an introverted person now, you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone. You're going to have to go and try and get that sponsorship. How do you do that? So many things that in order to become the queen. I think it's what you think an ideal beauty queen is, or whoever you think that is worthy of being a Miss South Africa or being a representation of the country, essentially, in the beauty pageants, then those are kind of the skills you've got to try and level up to kind of get there.
Understand you now mentoring others, am I correct?
Yes, so that's incredible. That's why I say the Miss South Africa journey, it's a journey that it just keeps giving. And so this year I get to kind of pay it forward and mentor the girls. So there's a few core mentors, and then they obviously can choose whether they then want mentorship or not. And then yeah, should they approach, then we do some one-on-ones with them and get them up to scratch with entering and they're kind of strategizing their plan, I also, because remember that you kind of also got to have a purpose. So what's different about you compared to somebody else? What are you passionate about? What do you want to put forward? So we plan that as well. So yeah, no, I'm very excited for mentorship. I think it's going to be incredible. And I know that even last year people were approaching me because of my social media skills. They're saying, we love your profile. Like, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I'm like, well, because I'm a princess this year, I can't mentor. So now it's nice that I can.
So the year has finished.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So it was last year.
Okay.
So I was crowned in 2022, and then you carry over to 2023,
23.
and then the new winner is in November, and then which will be Mrs. South Africa, first and second princess.
So when
Yeah.
you said you won the social media, remind me.
Award. Okay, so you get different awards, and this award is, it just highlights the person that was consistent over social media, that kind of understood the brands, because remember that when you are entering a beauty pageant, you're taking on their brands as well as perhaps the brands that you want to take on board as well. So that you're able to have, I guess, a true reflection of that brand to kind of encapsulates what they want on a marketing platform. And then each brand then votes for who they think was consistent. I mean, even with my own brand, I think that's one tip that I can give anybody if they're wanting to go into social media or thinking about it, like to be a content creator, is to just also deliver what you promise. If you say you're going to do one post or two posts a month, like then do that. The sponsor would rather you try and saying get it wrong and they can kind of correct you along the way, then just kind of go silent because you've maybe run out of ideas and what to post, or you're not sure, ask. So they all vote for you, and then that's how you can win the award.
So it's about collaborating and communicating. So what do you enjoy about collaborating when you do campaigns with brands?
I think because I have my own brand, Perfect Fit, like I understand that this is their baby, and I kind of put myself in their shoes. What would they, want out of knowing, after I've gotten to know their brand? What are they trying to achieve? And again, I think it goes back to school where, I always thought I was the kid with the weird ideas. Now I've realized that how that transcends into the workspace and into content creation is that I'm always a person, I'm actually quite good with strategy. And that's just what I never realized, as a kid, where does that fit in? So from content creation, I mean, I love getting to know their story. I love working on fun projects. I love it when they get excited as what I'm excited to film something or create something. And to kind of push yourself out of your own barrier. There's so many also cool techniques with like videos and things that you can do. I love working with people. I think I'm definitely a people person.
So what's next in your journey?
So I think I want to focus more on perfect fit. So perfect fit, my surname used to be Perfect, so I used to be Miss Perfect. So yeah, you can only imagine that in school, right? Like if I was good at something, they're like, oh, Miss Perfect, you think you're
All
perfect. And
right,
if I
okay.
wasn't, then oh, you thought you're perfect, or oh gosh. So someone who's focusing on perfect fit. I am a it's a supportive bra brand. And we do fitness wear, hoping to go into other types of bra making. Quite an interesting story. My gran used to be head of quality control for Woolworths. So I was always in that space. And then my uncle, he used to dye bra straps for Playtex. And then my aunt, she sells fabric, and my dad used to be a fashion designer, so it's kind of always been around me. And so I wanted to come up with a brand that was very supportive for women, that you could run, jump, skip, do whatever, in the gym, that you weren't limited and that you felt strong and powerful when doing the workouts. So focusing on that, and then also what ties into it is the Perfect Fit Foundation. So for every bra sold, then a percentage goes to the Perfect Fit Foundation, which we help women that have undergone reconstructive that have undergone mastectomies to provide them with reconstructive surgery. So to give them that option. So that's pretty much what I'm going to be focusing on. And then I just want to also my podcast, I suppose, focusing on that. So because I've got a passion for businesses that are between 1 to 5 years, because it's really hard to be successful when you first start out, and I think it's only by joining hands and also supporting those that are just starting out that we can, grow and become better. And I feel like we always look at people that have achieved so much down the line, but what is relevant now? Because 20 years ago there wasn't COVID that had happened. The economy wasn't, what it is today. So I think that focusing on small businesses and how they're doing will then help others to have a dream and say, okay, if they went for it and they're doing it, they've been in it for 2 years. Yes, there might be a few struggles, but there's kind of light at the end of the tunnel. Let me try a side hustle. And I think that's a lot of people are doing that these days, is they need the extra means, and they have a dream that hopefully their side hustle will become their main hustle. So
So you reference social media. What is your perception of social media and, this whole cancel culture that there's out there, that if you said a word that was no longer relevant today, that was relevant a year ago, now all of a sudden you canceled. So just your perceptions on social media and how it can be used for or against a person.
It's quite interesting. So that's actually, I feel like, have you been in beauty pageants? Because that's kind of a question that we would get asked. That was actually one of the questions the judges asked a few years ago. So I think that I don't agree with this cancel culture. I think it limits you from what you can say, and to be your authentic self and for people to relate to you. Then how can you cancel somebody for being their authentic self? Then you're basically saying that, okay, we must all conform and be a certain way. It takes out individuality. So no, I don't agree with it at all. I do think though that if you do have social media and you are in the public eye, that you do need to be conscious of what you're saying in terms of not offending anybody. You can still say what you want to say, but then say it in a nice way or say it diplomatically. I don't think it's necessary to show your whole life on social media
Yeah.
as well. Unless you want to do a, like a Netflix series on your life.
Yeah.
I think there's a platform for that. It's not
Exactly.
Instagram. Yeah.
Netflix.
Or
There's Netflix.
Facebook, right? But they can always pitch it
Yeah.
there. You never know.
The podcast is listened to throughout the world. So as a final message, what would you like to say?
So I think to just, I'm a big believer of following your dreams. If there's something that you want to do it. Like live without regrets. Definitely, level up and do those things that make you afraid. Run towards them. Because I also feel that if you don't, kind of lessons just keep repeating in your life. So whether you learn them now or later, you
Just
might
do
as
it
well
now.
dive straight into it, and I think also get used to no's. That's one of the things that's advice I can give anyone is get used to a no, because then it just means it wasn't meant for you. But don't give up, carry on going to find your yes, because there is a yes there out there for you. It just yeah you're not everyone's cup of tea, and you kind of have to just be okay with that. You have to yeah You've got to build your mind up and be strong and not let that get to you. And yeah, and guys, please head over to Perfect Fit SA, and come support me, come join in the positivity days, come see what we're doing there, how we're giving back to the community. I also always do, during Nelson Mandela Day, we always paint a hospital along with the Breast Health Foundation. So if you're into that and giving back to the community, yeah, come join us.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.